Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. NASA wants to better track asteroids that threaten Earth. Add this to your worry list. Orbiting somewhere near Earth are an estimated 13,000 asteroids big enough to level a country. And NASA has no clue as to when, where, or whether they might strike. With those cosmic threats in mind, the Obama administration unveiled a grand challenge that would redouble efforts by NASA and challenge amateur astronomers to catalog every asteroid near Earth that's large enough to cause significant damage. As it stands, NASA has located about 95% of the asteroids big enough to annihilate everyone on Earth, and none poses any immediate danger of hitting the planet. But they are a lot less certain about where to find the smaller ones. NASA scientists estimate that about 13,000 asteroids larger than 460 feet, which have the potential to level a country, remain undiscovered. It's the smaller ones that could be a potential threat and where we have a lot of work to do, said Jason Kessler of NASA's Chief Technologist Office. Still, the money for this program has been minuscule compared with NASA's proposed 2014 budget of $17.7 billion. And even a White House decision to double the amount from $20 million in 2013 to $40 million in its 2014 budget isn't much by NASA standards. NASA officials hope to use some of the money to revive an orbiting telescope known as WISE, for Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, that can detect as many as 100 new asteroids a year. Our plan is to turn it back on, said Jim Green, director of NASA's Planetary Science Division. Even though WISE has exhausted its supply of coolant needed to chill its sensitive telescope, Green said NASA hoped it would still be useful for asteroid detection. NASA Deputy Administrator Lori Garver said the aim was to find all nearby and dangerous space rocks by 2033. Ailing gold market presents a puzzle to investors. Gold prices have fallen more than 20% this year. As the precious metal market turns from bull to bear, the big question remains, will this trend persist? There is no definitive answer. What is certain is that gold has always had some intrinsic value. 90% of our customers are buying precious metals to protect their cash, said Mark Mamalian, a salesman at Scotsman Coin and Jewelry. There are several options to gain exposure to gold, each with its own pitfalls and benefits. Physical gold, for instance, is less volatile in price than the indexes that track it. Tom Shearburn, store manager at Crestwood Coin, said the most popular investment pieces among his customers are gold coins. When you have a gold bar, you have to rely on an individual company to verify its authenticity, Shearburn said. Because a coin must be issued by a country, its integrity is beyond reproach. On the downside, gold requires further investment to store and insure. For the short-term investor, an exchange-traded fund, such as SPDR Gold Shares, offers some attractive features, not the least of which is relative liquidity. They're bought and sold like shares of stock. Wystar Holt, a partner at Holt & Shepard Capital Management, wouldn't advise entering the paper market. He instead antes up to bet on the mining industry. For his part, Holt predicts the layoffs and project cuts in the mining industry will contribute to the eventual stabilization of the gold market. As supply drops, he said, higher demand will prop up price. That's already begun in India, the world's largest consumer of gold, where demand for the metal could jump as much as 150%, the Wall Street Journal reports. Holt pointed to China, the world's second largest consumer of gold, as another driver of recovery. To prevent brain damage, soccer players should keep head counts. While sports like football, the American variety, and ice hockey garner most of the attention when it comes to concussions and other forms of traumatic brain injury, or TBI, soccer is an intense physical sport for which the head can be as important as the foot. With soccer, we know we have people who are going to experience exposure, who are going to head the ball, and we have a way to quantify that exposure, Dr. Michael Lipton, a neuroradiologist, said. Lipton and his colleagues interviewed 37 adult league soccer players and took high-tech scans of their brains using an MRI technique called diffusion tensor imaging. They divided the players into three groups and found that players who headed the ball the most had the lowest scores on memory tests, on average. They also had the lowest average scores for a metric called fractional anisotropy, FA, which measures the health of the brain's white matter. The relationship between heading and traumatic brain injury was not simply a linear one, with more heading leading to more injury. Instead, the researchers discovered that players could safely head the ball 885 to 1,550 times a year without experiencing FA problems. The threshold was almost 1,800 headers for memory-related difficulty. Lipton suggests that soccer start keeping a head count to monitor the number of headers players use in a given game. The head count would be analogous to the pitch count in baseball that ensures pitchers don't throw too many pitches in a single outing. We can't yet infer a definitive cause and effect from this study, he said. The study was based on a small sample size, was heavily skewed toward male subjects, 28 men, 9 women, and was based on data collected at a single point in time. Vocabulary focus. Level. Astronomer. Annihilate. Intrinsic. Pitfall. Volatile. Liquidity. Traumatic. Diffusion. Analogous. Skew.